Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Yeah. Hey, it is Friday. I know I'm really dressed up for Friday. Usually I'm a little more casual, But, you know, I had a guy come on that was running for president. I thought, well, I should probably dress up a little bit for his cause. Of course, he didn't make it on video. He was only available to us by audio. And then I've got a guy coming up at the bottom of the hour who is running for Senate in New Mexico. So that was kind of a thing. And then I had Cece on, and that was really cool. She was Southeastern Legal Foundation. So we'll blast that out to everybody here pretty quick. Yeah, that's the story, and I'm sticking to it. All right. Well, my next guest is a regular here on Chosen Generation Radio. And he's here on Fridays when I'm here, which is most of the time I'm here. I wasn't here last time. I wasn't here all last week, as a matter of fact. But that was because of this nerve thing. And anyway, trying to keep that under control. Don Jans.
I thought you were dressing to protest the new Senate dress code.
Oh, have they decided that they want to dress like the guy from Pennsylvania?
I guess so. We'll lower our standards to meet the most the lowest common denominator.
Well, that ought to be interesting.
Did you ever expect Schumer to raise the standards?
Oh, brother. No. Nope, not Schumer. Definitely not Schumer.
What we're learning, this to me, that whole thing, with the dress code really, really talks about who and what that party is, and that we will always, always find the lowest common denominator. Those who are the most immoral, we will emulate them. Those who have no concept how to dress, we will emulate them. We'll always emulate the lowest common denominator we can find. And that always pulls society down, as opposed to raising the standards to pull up society into higher standards. But that's what communism is. It's a lowering of the standards.
Yep. 100%. Well, it speaks to a lot of things, including morality, right? You know,
yep.
It's the determination that man is the one who gets to decide what's right and what's wrong. And, you know, forget about what God has to say. We know in biblical times, and really, you know, and it's funny because you hear them get outraged, right? So they make these stupid decisions like this, like California. And you look at what's going on in your state, okay?
Yes.
And then you have these massive fires, okay? And you have an earthquake, and you have flooding, and you have all these natural disasters that happen. Mm-hmm. Now, in intelligent people, at some point, might consider that there is a force larger than them that's not very happy with the decisions being made by the leadership of the state. Just maybe. Okay. But it's funny because God forbid that you should suggest that God caused a fire. Oh, he's a loving God. He would never. You know what? Actually, he says that he shows his love by chastising those whom he loves in order to bring them into alignment. The purpose of judgment is hopefully to bring repentance and alignment. There's a warnings that are given, and it's the responsibility of the church and those who are claiming to be oracles of God to address those warnings and give those warnings. And then it's the responsibility of those who hear the warnings to heed them, or if not, discard them, but then be prepared for the next shoe to drop.
We are we're at a crisis point.
Yeah.
And in fact, I on my website today, the article I posted talks about we being at a crisis point. We're not only at a crisis point financially, which we serve $33 trillion in debt. Do you have any idea what that is? Any idea at all? I don't think anybody really knows what that means, except that it's a huge, 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 huge number. And there's probably no way to really recover from it other than massive, massive inflation. And I have no idea what that massive inflation would be because nobody's ever been to this point.
Yeah.
We have a terribly, terribly immoral society, a society that says, oh, yes, it's okay to kill kids. No big deal. You just make a choice. If you don't, if for any reason the kid's going to be an inconvenience to you, we'll just kill him.
Yeah.
We have a society that says, oh, no, God has no idea what he's doing. You choose your gender. We have a society that says, yeah, yeah, yes, yes. Divorce doesn't matter. Sexual immorality has no bearing. It doesn't matter. And we have gone and we're saying now we don't want fighting people in our army that are going to protect us.
Right.
We want a diverse military. And so we've really, really, really gone down a huge, huge bad road. I don't know how we come out of it other than the same way we went into it. And the way we went into it is we made all of our choices against the commandments of God. Every one of them that has put us in this place. We're supposed to be good financial stewards. We were told that. Well, we're not. We're not good financial. We're not good stewards of anything, and they're all choices made against God. And I concluded my article this morning by saying there's really only one way of escape, just one. I don't care how brilliant of a leader we might elect. It just doesn't matter. We no longer have a legal system that bases its decisions and bases its performance based on a rule of law. It's totally arbitrary law. We will let some people get away with crime. We'll arrest other people for trespassing and put them into jail for thousands of years. And so we really, really are to a point of no return other than if we consciously, and it has to be a conscious decision, turn back and follow the commandments of God and become good stewards of what he has given us once again and follow his commandments. And he promised us that he would then restore a people that returned to him. I'm just to the point where I don't see any other solution. And is this final solution a good solution? Yes. If we truly do it, it would be a great solution.
Right.
It would once again be
right.
A major world with true freedom. We no longer have freedom. So.
Yeah.
Now, Marx told us, communism begins where atheism began. And we have become a true, I don't know if we're an atheist society, because atheists supposedly don't have any belief in anything, but we now have a total belief in the state, that the state is the cure all for every problem we have. And folks, that's never the cure. That's never the cure. That's always, right. Always the problem. So we have to turn back, or I believe we'll go down that road, the same road that Israel and Judah traveled.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, nothing being done is uncommon to man. We are doing nothing more than repeating history once again. I was talking with Dee Dee Loggison about this on Wednesday. You know, we're inviting Babylon to take over America if they haven't already. And your suggestion is, your suggestion is, well, I remember when we were watching Obama come into power. And it's interesting. David Horowitz has a new book out. Let me see if I can get his new book up. Just a minute. Because I found his here we go. So he's got a brand new book out, which is entitled The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. And it's interesting because one of the things that he talks about in there is he credits Barack Obama. He says, but make no mistake, the real mastermind is Barack Obama. And it's interesting because, Don, you'll remember this because when we first started the show back in late 2012, you know, there was a lot of conjecture about because we were coming out in out of the first 4 years of Obama and then getting ready to see what was going to happen in the in that 2012 election. But let me rush to my point. Everybody at that point was suggesting, well, Obama's a puppet and he's got they're just pulling his strings and so on. But, you know, if you took the time to read his book, if you took the time to get to know who he was and you know, Frank Marshall and all the things that had been sown into him, all the effort that was made to create Barack Obama. Yeah, you could say, okay, there were strings pulled, but the strings had been cut. Barack Obama was his own man, and Barack Obama saw where America was. He saw how George H. or how H.W. Bush had sold America out after Reagan had tried to get us back on track. He saw what Clinton's plan was and what they had done and came out of that same Chicago mob mentality. And then he watched George W. Bush basically coddle that and carry it through. But, you know, it was putting lipstick on a pig is what it was. So yeah. When he came into office, there was this massive, very significant history of going back to 1992 up until 2008. 16, am I right? 16 years? Of really significant preparation for the literal overhauling and destruction of the United States of America.
Interesting you talk about this. I have sitting on my coffee table now my hard proof, and I'm trying now to get it so that it will be up on Amazon and I will actually have the copy. It, or be able to have copies in my hand available for sale, and I'll get you a couple.
Okay.
Name of the book, as I mentioned before, I believe, is Fundamental Transformation. What did Obama mean? Remember on October 30th of 2008, Barack Obama in front of a crowd of Americans, and this is when he knew he was going to win the election after McCain had so totally screwed up. McCain had no chance whatsoever of winning that election.
Yeah.
And Barack Obama said, we are 5 days away, meaning from October 30th until Election Day, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. Now, what he did not do in that speech is he did not say from what to what. This is what I talk about in this book.
Mm-hmm.
We're 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. Mm-hmm. From what?
Mm-hmm.
To what?
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously from what we were formed as a constitutional republic.
Mm-hmm.
A republic where the Constitution is the supreme ruler of the land. We were founded. And folks, never, ever, ever, ever play this fact down. We were founded on biblical principles. That was the whole essence of our founding. And Barack Obama said, no, we've got to change all of that. And we have to transform to communism. And Barack Obama is a hard, hard communist. Frank Marshall Davis made sure of that. And so I talk about what it means to be transformed to communism, go into it. I use a lot of Engels and Marx's own words as to what communism is. For instance, Engels said, in communism, you can have no competition. Well, that's insane. People are competitive people. That's who we are. That's how we were created. That's what is, to a large extent, has driven the greatness of what we saw in the United States. They talk about you have to destroy the family through sexual immorality. And there are quotes after quotes after quotes of this. I didn't bog you down in all of the quotes. But what you can see in this book, what you will see in this book, is that this was no accident. We're at this point because it was planned. And Barack, and we can go back to Wilson and Roosevelt, and of course, I do to a certain extent, but this was the absolute roadmap that Barack Obama intended when he said he was going to transform us. I will get you some of those copies. I hope to have them to you in a week or 2 weeks, and you can include those. I hope we increase the price, but you are the donation. But you can include those in the amongst the other five.
Well, and I want to. I'm glad you brought that up because I pulled those up for us to kind of run through really quick as we close out our segment together.
Just while you do that, I'm going to reach over here. Okay.
So we've got Goodbye Constitution, Freedom America.
That's a simple book that talks about a kid that understands what is going on in our country. Communism has come into absolutely every aspect of our society and what he does and what happens to him.
Then we have The Road to Tyranny.
This talks about the difference between collectivism and individualism. We began in Plymouth and in Jamestown as a collectivist community. We were forced to change into individualism. We grew to be a great nation under individualism. We're now going back to collectivism.
The Two Visions of America.
We were founded on the basis that our rights, true rights, are given to us by God. Government says no. We give rights, and they are called entitlements. There's a big argument now. In fact, the entitlement argument seems to be winning, and that is the two visions of America. Are we entitlements, or are we going to be based on natural rights?
Republic or democracy?
We hear everybody talking about us save our democracy, but save our democracy. It is democracy that has put us in the position that we are now. We were founded as a republic. In a republic, the law is the supreme ruler. In a democracy, the majority of whatever the ruling body is dictates everything that goes on, including arbitrary law as opposed to rule of law.
Let me read the back of this book really quick. It says, though liberty is established by law, we must be vigilant, for liberty to enslave us is always present under this very liberty. Our Constitution speaks of the general welfare of the people. Under that phrase, all sorts of excesses can be employed by trusting tyrants to make us bondsmen. Marcus T. Cicero. Interesting to note that. And then
Cicero wrote that a long time ago.
Yes, absolutely. And then the one pervading evil of democracy is the tyranny of the majority, or rather of that party, not always the majority, that succeeds by force or fraud in carrying elections. Lord Acton. Interesting to note. And then finally, this one.
Setting brush fires of freedom. The big question is, what do we do to combat this? Well, we were found, the father of the American Revolution, Samuel Adams, told us very clearly, do what he did, setting brush fires of freedom. What does that mean? How do you do it? You will understand it very well. You can become a true, true patriot who's fighting for freedom if you will follow what Samuel Adams did in setting brush fires of freedom. And now this is the, I don't know if you can see this or not, but it is fundamental transformation. What did Obama mean? And you will have this copy to add to it, or one of these copies in a couple of weeks, I would hope.
So for the five, we ask that you would make a donation of $100 or more. $100 or more. You can do that at Venmo at Pastor Greg CGR or Cash App at Pastor Greg CGR. You can also, let me see if I can get that up here for you. Where do we go? Well, there we go. And there we go. Okay. So if you do the Cash App, Venmo is at Pastor Greg CGR. Cash App is at Pastor Greg CGR or $PastorGregCGR. I'm sorry. $PastorGregCGR or paypal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Donation of $100 or more will get those books all sent to you. Your address, just make sure that you get me your address, and you can, after you make your donation, you can email that address to me at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And of course, those funds go to support both the radio ministry and also to support what we're doing in India. Don, thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you. Stay well.
I'm going to do my very best. Hey, folks, we're going to take a break. We come back. Ben Luna joins us on the other side. We have more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I'm going to take a little break. I'll be back right after this brief break. And I want to encourage you to help support our India ministry.
The wonderful opportunity that we have put the borewell here in this community, and with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored this borewell. We are so thankful for all our brothers and sisters, those who are praying for us, and we are thankful to Brad who completely helped this borewell to put in this community. God bless you, Brad, and God bless you, Pastor Greg Young, and God bless all the Thank you. God bless you.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water,
and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
That they will receive fresh, clean water.
ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸਾਫ ਸੁਥਰਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਣ ਔਰ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤ ਹੋਣ
and that they will also receive the water of your holy spirit and your son jesus christ
ਔਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਜਲ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਲੈਣ
let this community be blessed by this well
ਇਸ ਬੋਰ
Tonight, I want to introduce you to a relationship with God through Jesus Christ and show you how to have that same authority. Sometimes sin presents itself in our life and it creates a false illusion. Like a shiny object that we just can't get out of our head. But that's because our nature that we are born with is attracted to that shiny object. Turn to your neighbor and say, well, then how am I going to change my nature? Turn to your other neighbor and say, boy, I sure hope he has an answer. Well, I have an answer, and it's good news. How many of you would like to ask Jesus Christ to change the inside of your cup? Then I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer with me and repeat the words that Pastor Samuel says. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. All right. Hey, welcome aboard. Let me see if we can get this to be not glaring and blaring in your ears. How about that? There we go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. How about that? All right. Great to have you. We're going to give this just a minute. Let a couple of people jump on. This message is entitled Stop the Hypocrisy. Sodomy and abortion are not conservative biblical values. And wait just a minute and let a couple of folks jump on so we can share this message. You'll recognize the face of the gentleman in the upper corner here. At least I think most of you will. And he made some really valid statements about this issue, about the battle that we're in over the soul of our country, the battle that we're in for the, for our children, for our kids, what they're doing to our kids, the mutilation of children, the gender dysfunctional, just junk that is going on, the pornography, the pornographic material that's being forced into our kids, the fact that we went from 2%. Just 10, 11 years ago, roughly 2% identifying in the LGBTQ to today, according to George Barna's most recent research, 39% ages 16 to 25 now identify as LGBTQ, lesbian, sodomite, trans, queer, bisexual. This is indoctrination. This is years now of indoctrination. This goes back to Obergefell. This goes back to the legalization, the codifying. They didn't even need the respect marriage nonsense, the non-respect of marriage act. So let me read you what the Word of God says. The Word of God is evident in its view of homosexuality. The commonly quoted scriptures are Leviticus 18:22, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman, it is an abomination." Or Leviticus 20:13, "If a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, and their blood is upon them." Jude 1, "Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desires, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire." Romans 1:26-28, "For this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done." And then finally, "But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. That therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." homosexuality is clearly identified as something that is not in the will of God. It is not God's plan, God's purpose, or God's will for one to participate in any of that. Now, there's a couple of short videos actually that I found that I thought express this quite well. In fact, let me play one of those for you, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to play for you what Glenn Beck had to say, because I think that it's very valuable. But then I also want to speak to something that is going on that I think is not valuable.
To be like him. The male is a giver. So if you look at the male's body, there's nothing to receive. Is that clear? Is it clear? This is an exit. Claire? It is illegal to enter an exit. Oh, shout amen, church. God.
And then there's this, which I thought was very powerful.
He loves you and wants a relationship with you. I'm queer. He loves you and wants a relationship with you. That's the only thing we have to say to anybody that's an unbeliever. I'm a crackhead. He loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. I'm a murderer doing life in prison. He loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. That's the good news, right? Now, if you accept that good news, I got bad news. If you accept that good news, I got bad news, and here's the bad news. In the same way that he died for you, now you got to die for him. And if you accept him as Lord and not just Savior, you have to die to your will. You have to die to your way. You have to die to your desires. You have to die to your agenda. And because this is a king and not a presidential candidate, we cannot rewrite the Constitution based on your feelings and your attraction. I'm gay. He loves you and wants a relationship with you. I'm queer. He loves you and wants a relationship.
So important to understand that message. And so this is what Glenn Beck had to say. Check this out.
Creating all of this chaos and confusion and policies that lead to death. It's the same source it has always been. The author of all lies. We are not fighting against flesh and bone. We are fighting evil. Once we get that, you'll no longer be overwhelmed, because you will understand this is a spiritual battle. And if we understand it's a spiritual battle, we will be able to fight it effectively. We are now fighting this like it's flesh and bone. It's not. We're using a losing strategy. Understand this is a spiritual battle and begin to fight like that. And we know how the story ends.
All right. So it is a spiritual battle. Well, the Word of God also says this: woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Check this out.
I'm pro-choice, but a government that can force a group of...
Let's hear that once again.
...tell him what to do with his private business. I'm pro-choice.
I'm pro-choice. This is Dave Rubin. Pro-choice is murdering babies. Pro-choice is pro-abortion. That's pro-choice, folks. Pro-choice is pro-abortion. You can say, oh, I don't care, you know, what the baker does and the government, and I don't want the government interfering. And you can say all of that. You can be as libertarian as you think you want to be. But biblical Christian conservatism is not godless libertarians taking the position that sodomy is okay, that sodomites adopting children is okay, and that baby killers belong on networks where the head of that network says we're in a spiritual war, but hey, you know what? We're in a spiritual war, but I'm still going to put forward the most wicked and evil deception you could possibly believe, and I'm going to let that run on my network. I'm going to put a sodomite who believes in killing babies, but we're going to let him espouse certain values like small government, and we're just going to let him, you know, say those things. Listen, I'm not saying shut everybody up or limit their speech, but what I am saying is this. If you're going to represent yourself as a network that's Christian and biblical and Bible-centered, and you're going to get on and talk about the evil and the wicked that we're fighting today, and it is evil, it is wicked, it is darkness, that is what we're working against, that is what we're fighting against. But man, if you leave your back door open, you're going to get blindsided and you're going to get knocked out, and you're not going to have the protection of God, because God cannot protect sodomites and baby killers. I'm out.
of the public orders or emergency orders that I have the power to execute. I can do all the public health orders and all the emergency orders I want. If there's an emergency, and I've declared an emergency for a temporary amount of time, I can invoke additional powers. No constitutional right, in my view, including my oath, is intended to be absolute. When you're an elected official, you're in a position of power. I think it's time to talk about the absoluteness of the power I have. It allows me to dictate to cities or counties and are required to enforce any.
Folks, this is what we're facing, and this is the tyrannical behavior that we're facing. And the reason I played the first piece and then this, when we exchange man's term for right and wrong, evil and good, when we do away with God as the final authority and the final say on what is right and what is wrong, then we put ourselves under men and women like this. And our Constitution and our freedoms and our liberties will not stand unless they are under God. Thank you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Texas Fully Loaded coming up right now.